पते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय तैः वञ्चितः हंस कुलं समाविशन् अरोचयन् शीलं उपैति वानरान् तज्जातिरसेन सुनिर्वितेन्द्रियः परस्पर उद्विक्षण विस्मृत अवधि तैर्वञ्चितः हंसकुलं समाविशन् अरोचयन् शीलमुपैति वानरान् तज्जातिरासेन सुनिर्वितेन्द्रियः परस्परोद्वीक्षण विस्मृतावधि तैर्वञ्चितः हंसकुलं समाविशन् अरोचयन् शीलमुपैति वानरान् तज्जातिरासेन सुनिर्वितेन्द्रियः परस्परोद्वीक्षण विस्मृतावधि पढ़िए
Thank you.
माता जी Tai by them, the cheaters and pretenders, the so-called yogis, swamis, incarnations and gurus, vanchitaha, being cheated, hans kulam, the association of great Paramahansas are devotees. Arochayan, their behavior. Upayati, approaches. Vanaran, the monkeys, which are all devotees with no good character. Tad jati rasena, by sense gratification, in the association of such devotees, nirvrita, in sense gratification, being very satisfied with getting the opportunity of sense gratification. Paraspara, of one another. Udvikshana, by seeing the faces. Vismrita, who has forgotten. Avadhi, the end of life. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Being cheated by them, the living entity in the forest of material world tries to give up the association of these so-called yogis, swamis and incarnation and come to the association of real devotees. But due to misfortune, he cannot follow the instructions of the spiritual master and advanced devotees. Therefore, he gives up their company and again returns to the association of monkeys who are simply interested in sense gratification and women. He derives satisfaction by associating with sense gratification and intoxication. Enjoying sex and intoxication. In this way he spoils his life simply by indulging in sex and intoxication. Looking into the faces of other sense gratifiers, he becomes forgetful and thus approaches death. Purport, Jaya Srila Prabhupada. Sometimes a foolish person becomes disgusted with bad association and comes to the association of devotees and Brahmins and takes initiation from the spiritual master. As advised by the spiritual master, he tries to follow the regulative principles, but due to the misfortune he cannot follow the instructions of the spiritual master. He therefore gives up the company of devotees and goes to associate with simian people who are simply interested in sex and intoxication. Those who are so called spiritualists are compared to monkeys. Outwardly, monkeys sometimes resemble sadhus because they live naked in the forest and pick fruits. But their only desire is to keep many female monkeys and enjoy sex life. Sometimes so-called spiritualists seeking a spiritual life come to associate with Krishna conscious devotees, but they cannot execute the regulative principles or follow the path of spiritual life. Consequently, they leave the association of devotees and go to associate with sense gratifiers who are compared to monkeys. Again, they derive their sex and intoxication, and looking at one another's face, they are thus satisfied. In this way, they pass their lives up to the point of death. Jaya Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Taivanchita hans kulam samavisan arochayan sila mupayati vanaran. तज्जातिरासेन सुनिर्वितेन्द्रियः परस्परोद्वीक्षण विस्मृतावधि. In this forest of material world, sometimes a real sadhak is cheated by so-called yogis or swamis and incarnation. Then he is disgusted by their association and comes to the company of devotees. This was seen when Srila Prabhupada was preaching in America. Many sannyasis went to America and they were making propaganda that they have shakti, power to make anyone as God. They also said, give me $1,000 and I will make you God within 6 months. So those who seek spiritual advancement, they were allured by these swamis, yogis. And they went to the association of these sadhus, sannyasis, but they could not fulfill their desire. To become God is far away. Even they did not mitigate their misery, suffering. They were only cheated by taking money. So they were disgusted by these swamis. And fortunately, they reached to the company of devotees who were chanting Hare Krishna and were real spiritualists. But Arochayan Silam the behavior of devotees who follow four regulative principles, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication, no illicit sex. This is the behavior of Hans. Hans, Paramhans, Brahman. But those who are like Sudra, they do not follow these instructions. They take initiation by bona fide spiritual master, but they do not follow these four regulative principles. Arochayan Silam. They are not interested in the seal of Paramhansas. So they go to the association of monkeys. Arochayan Silam Upayati Banaran. Go to associate with Banaraj, monkeys. In this material world, almost everyone is like monkey. We have seen in Vrindavan, monkey jumps from one branch to another, one tree to another, one house to another. And their chief business is to have sex with female monkey, Banari, without any hesitation, anywhere, any time. They have sex with female monkey. So Srila Prabhupada writes purport on this verse. Someone associates with devotees. Even it takes initiation, but due to misfortune, he cannot follow. He cannot chant 16 rounds. Arochayan. Na rochayan, arochayan. He does not like this chanting and does not like to prohibition of four principles, prohibition of intoxication, illicit sex. So he again goes to the company of Sudras. They are like banner. People in this age are compared with banner. And what they do when they meet Vanaraj, the only work, only business of Vanar, monkey, is to engage in their jati ras. Having sex with sea monkeys and looking on faces of one another, paraspar udvikshan. In this way, they forget the small span of life. They do not remember that there is death. This life is very short. The life span of human body is very short. So one should never forget that there is death. But those who are Sudra, not Brahman, not trained in spiritual science, they are only interested in looking one another's face. And in this way they spoil their life. There are Hans also, Hans, Brahman, in this material world. And their business is to remember Sri Krishna, to advance in his spiritual life. Ultimately, everyone has to go somewhere. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Yanti Deva Vartan Devan, Pitrin Janti Pitri Varta, Bhutani Janti Bhutyajya Janti Madhya Jinopi Mam. Those who worship demigods, they will go to demigods. Those who worship Pitrin, four fathers, they will go to the planet of four fathers. And those who worship spirit Bhuta, they will go to them. And Janti Madhya Jinopimam, and those who worship me will live with me in a spiritual world. So one day we have to leave this planet, leave this body, leave family, and we have to go to another planet or a space of life. So we must know the real goal of life. The real goal of life is to transfer, to promote oneself to the spiritual world. Everyone seeks promotion, but only in material world. Promotion in business, promotion in service, but real promotion is to promote oneself, to Krishna consciousness, to a spiritual world. Lord Sri Krishna has said in Bhagavad Gita that one should not degrade himself. One should promote himself by the help of the mind. Uddhared atmanatmanam natmanam avasadet. One should deliver himself by the help of mind, and one should not degrade himself. Actually, this mind is the cause of bondage and cause of liberation also. When this mind is attached to Krishna, it gives liberation from the clutches of death. We can deliver ourselves and we can degrade ourselves. It is in our hand. A man is his own guru and also his own enemy. The unconquered mind is the enemy. But when mind is controlled, engaged in devotional service, this mind promotes the living being of the soul. So the God has given us the asset, the human body and intelligence, senses, and besides these, he has given us Bhagavad Gita as it is. Srila Prabhupada has given commentary on Bhagavad Gita as it is, and Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. These are assets we have got in the human form of life. We must use this asset to promote ourselves. But those persons who are like monkeys, Sudra, they do not care this thing. They do not understand that there is death. Human life is very small. Within some years, we have to give up this body. And this is not the end of cycle of birth and death. We have to get another body. And again death, again birth. This is cycle of birth and death. And this is real problem of human society. A real problem. Janam mirtu jara vyadhi dukh dasan darshanam. Janam, birth, and mirtu, death, old age and diseases. These are the four problems. We have to solve these. By the cultivation of Krishna consciousness. Very simple Krishna consciousness. There are many instances in history that a little devotional service can make anybody successful. Just like we read in Srimad Bhagavatam, there was a Brahman named Ajamil who was a devotee in childhood, but in youth he left devotional service and he was attached to prostitute. But fortunately, he gave the name of his son to his son Narayana. So when the messengers of Jamraj came to catch him at the time of death, he became afraid of Jamdutas and uttered Narayana Aya. O Narayana Aya. He called his son Narayan, but the elder carriers of Lord Narayan, Bhagavat Parsad, they came there and they chastised Jamdutas, don't catch this pious man. They said he has done all atonement, all prayaschit. He has no sin. He cannot go to hell. They forcefully said to Jamdutas and saved Ajamil. What he has done? He has done only, he uttered Narayan Aya. O Narayan Aya. Only hearing these letters, the four Parsadas, the four Vishnu Dutas reached there and they saved Narayan from going hell. He could not go to hell. In Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Lord said, Svalpamapyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. Even little devotional service, bhakti, can save one from the most dangerous condition. Svalpam, svalpam api mahato bhayat. Svalpam, svalpa devotional service can save oneself from mahato bhayat, mahan bhay. Mahan bhay is the cycle of birth and death. This is going on perpetually. This is Mahat Bhai. The Supreme Lord has given an opportunity in human body. We have to cross over this material existence. We should not degrade ourselves. In Upanishad it is said that in this human life, if one does not remember Krishna, that is the biggest loss. And when this human life will be attained, no one can guess. Maybe after thousands of years, crores of lives, no one can say when. So this human body should be used only to attain salvation, moksha. That is, to be fixed in Krishna consciousness, to remember Krishna, to chant Krishna's name, and offer obeisances to Krishna, to the deities. This is only business of human society. You should not be attracted to the pleasures of this material world. Even we sometimes do not execute Krishna consciousness, but still we should continue our business to remember Krishna, chant Krishna, and offer obeisances. This will help us in Srimad Bhagavatam. There is a story of Gajendra. In his past life, previous life, he was a king of Tamil Nadu, Kerala, that is called at that time Pandya Desh. He was the king of Pandya Desh, and he became indifferent with his kingdom and went to perform austerity in Malaya Parbat. He constructed a little hut. Although he was king, but he gave up his palace and went to the forest, and he was spending very austere life there. So Agastya Muni, who was very famous Muni, Brahman, heard that the king has taken Vanaprastha and came to Malaya Parvat. Agastya Muni became very pleased with the renunciation of king, and he went to see king with his disciples. At that time the king Indradumna was immersed in samadhi, worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Agastya Muni went to him and he was expecting his atithya, hospitality. He expected the king will offer obeisances and gave him much respect by feeding him with his disciples. But the king did not pay any heed to Muni. So the Muni became enraged and he cursed the king. "You are like inactive elephant, so you must become elephant in next life." He cursed Indradumna Maharaj. Although Indradumna Maharaj was a great devotee, but he did not give respect to Muni, Brahman, so he was cursed. And due to curse, he took birth in Trikut Parvat. It was situated in the ocean of milk, Shir Samudra. He has performed devotional service in his previous life, so he got very big body, very strong, and due to a strong body and the divine nature of that place, Shir Samudra, where there was his residence, Gajendra did not experience any grief in his life. But accidentally, one day, in summer day, he was playing with his mates, sea elephants, and was exhausted by summer heat, by running here and there on that mountain. He became exhausted. Then he went to a lake nearby in which there was a crocodile, Grah. And he was a Gandharva in his previous life, named Huhu, who was cursed by Deval Muni. Deval Muni's name is in Srimad Bhagavad-gita, Asito Devalo Vyasa Swayam Chaiva Bravishyami. Arjun said, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan, Purusham Sasvatam, Dibyam, Ad Dev Majam Vibhu, Ahus Tam Rishaya Sarve, Devarsi Naradas Tatha, Asito Devalo Vyasa Swayam Chaiva Bravishyami. So, Deval is very great Muni like Vyas Dev. Once he cursed Huhu to become crocodile because Huhu Gandhar was playing in the river with some celestial damsels. In water he caught Deval Muni's feet, legs, and dragged in water. So Deval Rishi became angry and he cursed him. You just become crocodile. So Gandharva, the demigod, very powerful, but he suddenly became crocodile. He was crying, praying, Deval Muni, please forgive me, you are merciful. But Deval Muni said, okay, he will become crocodile, but once a big devotee of Lord Vishnu will come to drink water in the lake, so you catch his feet tightly and don't leave as long as Lord Vishnu comes to him to deliver him. And at that day he will be delivered from crocodile body. So in Trikut mountain, crocodile was residing in the lake. And when Gajendra, the king of elephant, was playing or sporting in the water with so many Gajendras and his wife's elephant, sea elephant, the crocodile grappled his leg and there was a fight between Graha and Gajendra for 1,000 years. He was praying in a hymn, a stotra, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Indra were hearing and seeing this fight 1,000 years. But they did not come to save Gajendra because in a stotra, in hymn, Gajendra said, who is Nirgun, who is beyond material creation? should come to me. Who is everywhere, omnipresent, omniscient, and who has no any material attribute, he should come to save me. So Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, they heard the hymns, stotra, but they considered he is not calling us, he is not calling me. So they did not come to save Gajendra. So at last the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, came to him riding on his vehicle, Garuda. So he picked up one lotus. Gajendra picked one lotus and offered to the Lord, because it was nature of the elephant in his previous life to offer flowers to God, Krishna. So he offered a lotus to Krishna. And Krishna suddenly left Garuda and came down to the lake, and with his lotus hands he held Gajendra. And he छुड़ाए क्या कहें उसको released the legs of Gajendra from the clutches of crocodile. When the Lord touched Gajendra, Gajendra's body turned into 4-handed Vishnu Murti. And he became the associate of Lord Vishnu. At that time, the Supreme Lord said to Gajendra, anybody, anywhere, if he remembers you and me, remembers this Trikut Parvat and recites this stotra hymn, he will become great and he will come to my abode. You are very dear to me. If one remembers you and me, in early morning, two things, this Gajendra Stuti, the prayer, reciting and remembering Gajendra and Krishna, he will go to a spiritual world. After saying this, the Lord proceeded to Vaikuntha along with Gajendra. Gajendra was in Parshad body, 4-handed Parshad. He received Sarupya Mukti. He went with Krishna to Vaikuntha. This is the power of devotional service. He worshipped Krishna in his previous life. due to an offense to a rishi, he became elephant, but in elephant life he was given a chance to remember Krishna. When he was in distress, he understood that no one can save me, only the Supreme Lord. So he remembered Krishna and called him. Krishna went to him, and with Gajendra he went to Vaikuntha. Devotional service is never lost. Once begin, if one once begins devotional service, this devotional service, bhakti, will never be finished. It goes life after life with the devotee. The very simple process, and simplest is the chanting of Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. So one must be engaged in chanting, hearing Krishna Katha, and offering obeisances to Krishna, having association of devotees. Srila Prabhupada has created this wonderful society, and anybody can take advantage of this. There are many devotees who can help you and are helping by kirtan, by katha. So this is a rare opportunity in human body. We have to make perfect this body. And what is perfection? Perfection is the paramam gatim, attaining Vaikuntha is the supreme destination, paramam gatim. We should endeavor, we should try to promote ourselves to Vaikuntha. By cultivating this process, devotional service, Krishna consciousness, if this body is finished, we cannot do anything. In human body we have this asset. There are 84 lakhs species of life, but no body is suitable for Krishna consciousness. Only human body is meant for this. We should not waste our time always remembering Krishna in our heart and vibrating Krishna's name on our tongue. Chanting Krishna name and sing the deity from feet to head. Having the association of devotees, respecting everyone, every living being. If we cultivate Krishna consciousness in this life, then everything is okay. You must try. Krishna is helping us. He is present with us in His Paramatma feature in our heart, and also He is present in temple as deity, and He is present everywhere in the heart of living entities, especially in the heart of devotees. So there is always opportunity, and we can succeed to the path to Vaikuntha, Goloka. We must try. Every endeavor will be fulfilled by the mercy of Krishna. Thank you very much. Jai Srila Prabhupada.